you know, there's a lot of things happening. I don't know if you saw or not, but, you know, and the Lord said in the last days there'll be a lot of things that's going to be happening. And I don't know if you saw or not, but, you know, Mexico's been having super high temperatures. And there's a place in, I forgot what it was called, Apuleius or something like that. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they had 120-mile-an-hour winds and 9-inch hails coming down. I mean, it was destroying everything there. I don't know what's going on there, but there was snow. People, they didn't know what to do with it. They had to call their military in to shovel. They were shoveling out by hand because they're not accustomed to snow. Spiritual warfare, man. God's saying, there's something I need to do to this place. It's time to awaken them. Amen? Have you been awakened yet? That's the whole, most. And are you staying awake? But if your eyes are on yourself, you ain't awake. Amen? See, when you're awake, you see other things. Not you. When you're asleep, the only thing that's happening is you. And we are in such a time right now where we need to not only be awake, stay awake, but pursue. And pursue not only God, but pursue our enemies. Pursuing our enemies, it's vital. Isn't there such a sweet presence? I mean, isn't worshiping God just wonderful? I mean, you know you're changing. You know something's happening. And again, when you get that place of crossover, hallelujah. So many people don't reach that place of crossover. Oh, glory. Well, you can't miss me today, I'll tell you that. I'm a walking flag. Hallelujah. Acts 17, verse 22. The speaker, then Paul stood in the midst of the asparagus. It's a veggie stale thing. Areopagus. And said, men of Athens, I perceive that in all of these things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you today, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshiped with men's hands as though he needed anything. Since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. It's amazing to me where how many organizations have all these religions, all these gods. They got the God of food, the God of earth, the God of heaven, the God of this, the God of that, the God of prosperity, the God of healing, the God of this. Listen, if you got all those gods, then who's their God? There's only one God. If he's truly God, he's the God of everything. Amen. Verse 26. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and what? Find him. Though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his what? Offsprings. I mean, we can't even comprehend that sometimes. We're the offsprings of the creator of all things. Who was, who is, and who always will be. We are the offspring. We live and have our being in him. Why? Because we live in his presence. Now there's multiple levels of his presence. Amen? One day the Lord showed me that he took out of eternity. Like all of a sudden I saw his hand make a rectangular type of thing, and pulled it out. He said, this is now the universe. There's a beginning and there's an end. And in this period of time, in this universe of this time that I've created, I'm going to establish my house. My house. My people. That will go with me when this place closes up. And they will rule and reign with me. There's so much more. Can you imagine? We can't even comprehend the existence of eternity. Can you measure that for a moment? No. You can't measure everlasting. There's just no measurement to it. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, verse 29, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devisings. Truly, these times of stupidity or ignorance, God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to what? Repent and turn from those things. Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked him, while others said, we will hear you again on this matter. Again, what was Paul exposing was their idol worship. He was exposing their worship of idols, things made with hands, of gold and silver and all of these. They were worshiping. Why? Because you and I worshiped idol things. When we were born into this false reality, we worshiped idols instead of the Creator. Amen? Unknowingly and knowingly. And people are still doing it today, and that's why the shaking and the quaking is happening all over. God is shaking up everything that's exposing idol worship. Does everybody get it? Idol worship. Again, you may not even know that you're worshiping idols. What's the greatest idol in someone's life? We are. Amen. That's why Jesus said, deny your idol, yourself. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, let's speak it. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of what? Themselves. They will become idols. Lovers of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. They'll be boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Man, all these false protesters that are out there that think that they're protesting something that it's of God, that's idol worship. They have no idea. Even their protesting is idol worship. They're sitting in front of streets blocking trucks from going through. I think we need to put rubber bumpers on our cars. We can go right into a place of flying protesters. Verse 6. They have a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people do what? Turn away. For these are the sort who creep in. They creep in. They come in stealth. Into households, businesses, ministries, churches, and make captives of gullible men and women, load them down with sins, and lead them away with various types of lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Those are idols. They're always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, because they can't get free. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so these also resist the truth. They are men and women of corrupt minds. Disapprove concerning the faith, and they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as their souls was. Wow, they creep into households and self-idols. They're promoting idols. Why? They're trying to downgrade the love of Christ. They're trying to compromise those areas. You know, everything right now, what you're seeing globally is, especially, you know, I mean, you turn on the TV, you turn on the websites, anything that you turn on, there's always some area of pornography. You know, they're trying to make it common for a man to dress like a woman and a woman to dress like a man. Oh, make it a common thing. For people to live together and have sex before marriage and so forth. Oh, it's just a common thing. I mean, you watch somebody, and some of these things are good programs. The problem is their personal lives are idolatry. That's why parents have to be stern. They're not going to love you all the time, but they'll love you later. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now, when the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, what are they going to promote? Idols. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now don't get me wrong, food can become an idol. Amen. I mean, there are foods that, I mean, everybody likes. They have their special foods. But you don't put it before God. Amen. Look, there are things that are harmful and helpful. Amen. And if you're eating healthy enough, there are some things that you can cheat a little bit and eat something a little harmful. Because your body can overtake it. But then there are things that people are eating too many things that are harmful, and their body can't overtake it. And then the body begins to store those things, and that's where you get cancer and high blood pressure and diabetes and all these other things. Again, those are idol foods. I mean, now there are things that are good idols. How about Jesus? He's a great idol. Salads are good idols. Good food is good idols. Amen? But too much of anything except for Jesus and God's presence can be harmful to you. Amen? So doctrines of demons are always trying to promote idols. God's presence should be an idol. Because without his presence, we're nothing. Isaiah 2, verse 5. Speak it, O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with what? Eastern ways. They are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they are pleased with children of foreigners. Their land is also full of silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land is also filled with horses, and there is no end to their chariots. Their land is also filled with what? Full of idols. They worship the work of their what? Own hands, that which their own fingers have made. People bow down, and each man humbles himself. Therefore, do not forgive them. Do not what? Forgive them. Let God take care of it. So we see here now that there's tremendous, tremendous amount of idolatry. People worshiping the works of their own hands. Enter the rock and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be what? Humbled. The haughtiness of men shall be bow down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. They worship the works of their own hands. How many of you know your children can be your idols? Your businesses, your ministries, your money, your life. We don't have a life. If you don't have a life, you can't die. Because you're already dead. You're dead to yourself. Amen? People are so concerned about their possessions. You know, Kate, my wife and I were talking about some of the things after I'd gotten saved. And I used to wear a Mr. T starter kit, you know, with all the gold and all the other stuff, BC. After I got saved, I didn't want none of it. I didn't want anything to interfere. To me, everything was contaminant. Everything. And in fact, you know, the only way I was going to wear, my wife had to drag me to a jeweler. And she brought the gold that I didn't want anymore. And she had it turned into a wedding ring. And the only way I'd wear it is if there was a cross on it. I didn't want to know nothing in this world, because this world didn't give me nothing. It took everything. I don't owe this world nothing, and this world doesn't owe me nothing. I owe Jesus everything. Amen? And that's an area where we got to loose ourselves from these idols. I didn't care what, man, I everything go. I didn't care where. Why? Because my relationship with the Lord was, He'll restore everything. I don't have to chase nothing. He'll bring it to me. And maybe I didn't need it now anyways. Things of value. I didn't care. I didn't care. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, let's speak it. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to what? Faithful men who will be able to teach us. Those are ones that are full of faith. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. If you're not an individual filled with faith, you got no right teaching. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself what? In affairs of this life. Hello. That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the what? The rules of God, the laws of God. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Give you understanding in what? All things. We must break loose from those entanglements of idol worship. You know, when the Lord begins to restore things in your life, they're His. They're not ours. We're just stewards. So it doesn't become an idol. What you're doing is maintaining the things God has. Does everybody get it? In other words, when you get blessed by the Lord with a car, and I'm not saying a $6,000 a month payment's a blessing from God. That's not a blessing. So many people say, man, I got plus on a car, man. My payments are $1,000 a month. You're an idiot. That ain't a blessing. That's bondage. And that's what the enemy loves to do, is put people in bondage. I don't want car payments. House payments are enough. Hello. But we don't want car payments. We want to be free from debt. Why? Because debt is bondage. And debt becomes an idol. Why? Because then you're working to get out of debt all the time. People don't realize that. After I got saved, I didn't care. I didn't have a car. I didn't have nothing. I lost everything. I had a bicycle. I don't even think it was mine. But praise God, I was happy and content. I didn't have a phone. I didn't have nothing. I don't even think I had a watch. And it didn't matter. Because I knew the Lord would take me and bring to me whatever. Listen, I didn't have furniture. You can ask my wife when she came home. It was all gone. Everything was gone. I lived out of cardboard boxes in my own living room, which I didn't even own the house. The house was gone too. It was in foreclosure. And next thing I know, furniture started showing up on my front lawn. Oh, where'd this come from? Somebody dropped it off, donated it. Cool. Little by little, God was beginning to restore. Then He restored the house with a brand new mortgage. reduced the mortgage, paid back all. I didn't do anything. He did it all. He did it all. But again, if you pray and you wait on the Lord, he's going to make a way. People fall into that trap of idol worship. And again, it's not that they do it on purpose. Satan's greatest weapon is deception. And his power is fear. And then that idol worship becomes fearful. Then they're holding on to things because they're afraid they're going to lose them. Nice. That's like a drug addict that has to stay busy that you can't, that, or else he'll use. Amen? Drugs are idols. Pornography's idols. All of these things are idols to people. And they don't realize it. It brings bondage. It's certainly not bringing freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We must break loose from these entanglements of idols if we want to be a warrior. Acts 3, verse 17. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance. Yes, I did. As did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all of his prophets that Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. So, before you come here, make sure you repent. Well, I don't know what I did. Repent anyways. You don't have to know what you did. If you knew what you did, then you repent for that. But all the other things, you don't remember what you did. Did you ever tell someone you were going to do something and didn't? It's called a unfulfilled vow. It's sin. I told them I'd be there at 11, but I got delayed in the car and this and that, and whatever. I got there at 12:30. But you said that you would be there at 11. If you're not there at 11, it's an unfulfilled vow. So we repent for all unfulfilled vows. Why? Do we do it on purpose? No. But you're shutting the door to the enemy so he doesn't access you. Does everybody get it? I'll see you Tuesday. Believe me, I repent every day for my unfulfilled vows. We have to. Amen? But it's a good thing to, you know, don't look for conviction. Amen. Repent. And if there's something you miss in repenting, conviction will come. Hallelujah. Repent, therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord and that he may send Jesus Christ who was preached to you before. Man, we get refreshed when there's true repentance. Not, oh, forgive me, Dad. No, forgive me, my Lord. Everything I've done that's offended you, of thought, word, and deed. There's got to be true repentance of the heart, not of the mind. There is no repentance in the mind. There's repentance of the heart. Amen? Now, we can repent for the things we've thought and spoke and ungodly imaginations and things to that degree. But repentance really comes from the heart, not from the mind. Amen? Glory. Hallelujah. That they may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, verse 21, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear the prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel to those and those who follow, as many have spoken, have also foretold of these things. You are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our father, saying, Abraham, to Abraham, and in your seed all families of the earth shall be what? Shall be blessed. Shall be blessed. Repent to enter times of refreshing. Amen. Repent from idolatry and idol worship, especially of materials and goods, and especially of accomplishments. Oh, look what I did. Hello. Look what the Lord gave me. Amen. God gives us talents. We can show someone what we did for something, but we give God the glory no matter what we do. Amen. I get emails all the time from people or texts and certain things. And I mean, it's some of the most powerful things. The talents that God has given people is phenomenal. But God gets all the glory, not us. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of self or pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is what? It's passing away. And the lust of it, it's passing away. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, this is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. And I think they took jobs in all of the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, they're all in there. You know. They get paid quite well to lie. Verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have a what? An anointing. Because you're the offsprings of the anointed one and his anointing. You have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. And we want to be taught by the anointing, not by a person. Amen. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and self is passing away. But many not willing to let go of their idols. Many are not willing to let go of their idols. And Joshua chapter 7, verse 10. So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. These are called accursed items. Idols are accursed items. See, so you may have an individual that's an accursed item living with you. Does everybody get it? Why? Because they are an idol to themselves. They become an accursed item. Verse 12. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their what? Their enemies. They couldn't stand before their enemies because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed from among you. You know, it's amazing how many times that I tried to stop using drugs, but I didn't throw away the paraphernalia. Boy, I hid it. But it was always in my mind. It's over there. I just needed to get the dope to fill it. Because accursed items draw demonic influence. It wasn't until, same thing when you try to quit smoking. You're going to keep an ashtray? You're going to keep the cigarettes in your car? I quit smoking. You're not going to quit smoking until you throw out the ashes, clean out the ashtray, and throw out the cigarettes. And then you pray the prayer in the penetrating prayer booklet. And cast that spirit out, and then you won't have the desire no more. But if it's still being fed, if there's something that's still feeding it, it's going to constantly repeat. It won't go away. It's amazing how many people are, you know, listen, I know this may sound strange, but a rosary is an accursed item. Why? Because they pray to the dead. But it was given to me by my great-great-great-great-grandmother. Well, she knew the truth. She'd be telling you to throw it out. But see, people are holding on to things because they're sentimental, even though they're accursed items. You know how many people keep ashes from their families? One day, one guy came in there and he had a thing on his neck. And I said, what's in there? He said, ashes from my mother. Get rid of it, homie. You don't need ashes. She ain't in there. It's nothing but dirt. She's home. And that's just nothing but an occurrence. See, because it becomes an idol. Well, it reminds me of her. Well, don't. Listen, just, you got memories that remind you of her. You got good things that remind you of her. One day the Lord told me to throw out all my pictures of my past. Boy, I had some heavy duty ones. Partying pictures. Why, those were all idols. I had to get rid of them all. It's a bit okay. So the Lord said, get up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. So they need to wipe out the whole White House. Amen? The whole Democratic Party needs to be buried. Praise God. Verse 14. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come according to the families, and the families which the Lord takes shall come by the households, and the household which the Lord takes shall come man by man. Then it shall be that he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned in the fire, and he and all of his, all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. So Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the clan of Judah, and he took all the family of the Jerahites, and he brought the families of the Jerahites, and man by man, and so forth. Anyways, so let's make this a little bit shorter here. They found the accursed items. Remember, the Lord said they cannot stand against their enemies. See, people are trying to free themselves, get healed. I mean, I had a call from a woman one time. She said, please come and pray for me. And I went in the house. Man, there was cursed items everywhere. She had witchcraft, witches and statues and this and that. And I'm thinking, until you remove all the stuff, I ain't praying for you. Sorry. I ain't going to pray for you. You need to break off all the curses of all these idols. You know, I had never heard of I had to go to court one time for somebody. And I was waiting in, out in the lobby. And there was this young kid there. And man, he was going bonkers, jumping all over the place. And he had this game. And he pulled out this game and he was doing all the stuff with the game. I'm thinking, man, this kid's demonized. And I look at the game he was playing was called Pokemon, which means pocket monster. See, so there are games out there, video games, and everything else that are cursed items, and they're entering the temples of God's children. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now they become worshipers. They become addicted. See, even your job, your idols, your talents and abilities can become an idol. Never lose sight where they came from. Amen. They're not mine. People who have the gifts of the Spirit, that can become an idol. I've seen people profit by using the gifts of the Spirit, and it grieved me. Because they were out charging money for prophecies. They might have just been soothsayers. They're not ours, they're His. And such disrespect to the presence of God. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. But there were also false what? Prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves a what? Swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be what? Blaspheme. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle. and their destruction does not what? Does not what? Slumber. Praise God. So we see that there's going to be false prophets, false teachers, enticing idol worship. people's denominations become idols. Well, I'm a Catholic. Well, I'm a Baptist. Well, I'm a Lutheran or whatever. Luciferian. Look at, we are offsprings of God. We're non-denominational. I shared, you know, the story about all 500 disciples that are invited. Amen. 500 disciples that were invited to the upper room by Jesus. How many showed up? 120. The rest started denominations. Why? They didn't get filled with the Spirit of God, because Jesus said, don't go tell nobody about me unless you're baptized with the Holy Ghost. See, because people, this religion becomes an idol. Then they be thinking that because they know more, they know more knowledge, that it's fulfilling their religion. But it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. Oh, glory. Isaiah 58, verse 6, please. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? And when you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer you. Shall cry, and he will what? Say, here I am. That's the fast. See, people fast, there's a lot of people that fast a lot, and it becomes an idol. Because they think that their fasting is bringing them something. So they fast for something. To try and move, to manipulate God. You don't have to fast to manipulate God. Amen? You just got to be obedient. That's all you have to do. I live a fast life. I call that fasting. I'm always on the move. It's hard to hit a moving target. But in this, people fast for the wrong reasons. Now, don't get me wrong. You can fast to lose weight, to get healthy, but make sure if you're fasting that you put God first in it, not you. Amen? Or it becomes an idol. Galatians 5, verse 1, please. Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom or the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of what? Bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. That was a religious act. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. If you become estranged, you have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but faith working through love. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the what? Whole lump. Freedom from idol worship, from foods and drinks and drugs and even entertainment and sports. I know some believers that are bound to the sports. It's an idol to them. Man, they can't get away from the TV, and they're always looking at the sports. They can't get away with it. It's their priority. They spend more time watching sports than they do worshiping God. I used to be a sports fanatic at one time. BC, until my fulfillment came from the Lord's presence. Now I'm addicted to his presence. Amen? Again, there's nothing wrong with sports. It just don't make it an idol. Romans 8, verse 18, please. For I consider it the what? sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was also subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself was all, well, itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of what? The children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Wow. You know, the Bible talks about those who fall into the hands of the enemy and the snares, and they become worshipers of creation instead of creator. I call them tree huggers. Because they worship the world. They worship plants and animals. They worship the things of the ground. You and I are only to worship the Lord. We thank God for everything. Amen? But we only worship Him. And I'm going to close at Hebrews 12. In verse 25. It speaks, see that you do not refuse Him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused Him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from Him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now He has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also what? Heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. So you think idols are going to be shaken? Yeah. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? Consuming fire. Again, use wisdom that God's given you. Discern what is idol worship. Amen. And idol worship does not mean not moving. It's idol. Things of idols. Idolatry. God warns us about these things. Amen. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We ask that all the seeds that have been planted in each and every one of us here today will grow and bear fruit for your glory. Prepare our hearts for communion and let us be reunited in the presence of the King in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.